Get ready for Ready Radio with Doug and Amy. It's emergency preparedness for everyone. Brought to you by TruPrep. For all your prepping needs, visit TruPrep online at truprep.com or visit a TruPrep store in Roswell or Marietta. Listen in as Doug and Amy provide helpful tips on how to get ready for anything that comes your way. And now, your host, Doug and Amy.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to Ready Radio with Doug and Amy. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about preparedness topics, as we usually do. We're going to be talking about how to get ready for the upcoming storm season, which is a big, important thing as we look ahead. You know, we've been dealing a lot with the ice storms and the winter weather, and that's been a very, you know, pertinent topic across the country over the last few weeks. But as we came into the studio today, I mean, it's almost 70 degrees out there. It's sunny, it's bright, it's hot. It's starting to feel like summer. And I know what's coming after the spring showers are the summer thunderstorms and the tornadoes. And I know that everyone remembers when we had our special guest, Shelley Hill, a few weeks ago, who was talking about how Georgia is now a part of Tornado Alley, that tornadoes are really in the forefront of a lot of people's minds. Right, Amy?
Sure. You know, I think you just need to go ahead and bite your tongue right now, Doug, because after this winter that we had, I'm not ready for this. Well, I guess you would say I am ready, you know, because I would be considered, you know, pretty good as far as the emergency preparedness, that kind of stuff goes. But I just, you know, I don't want to deal with it.
There gets to be kind of an exhaustion level where you've had so many things happen that you're ready for a break, for everything to be on an even keel. But the weather isn't going to wait for us. And that's one of the big problems is when these tornadoes, and the tornadoes are coming, when the tornadoes hit North Georgia, there are going to be a lot of people who were burnt out from the winter weather and didn't bother to prepare. And that's one of, you know, our messages to everybody listening today is that it's time to start getting ready for the next phase. I mean, we weathered the winter storms, but tornado season is right around the corner.
Yeah, we did. And I was one of them. I was stuck in my car, you know, over the winter. You know, I was stuck in the ice for about 5.5 hours. So that was fun. You know, it's going to be interesting. I'm very interested to see, you know, what this year brings us. And, you know, that crystal ball that I ordered on Amazon hasn't gotten here yet. But it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Well, it definitely will. What brought this to my mind was this last weekend, I took my kids up near Adairsville to visit some friends of ours. And we were driving through the backcountry, and all of a sudden there were no trees and there was no nothing, and the road was brand new, freshly paved. And my son was like, "Dad, what happened? I mean, all the trees are gone." And I said, "Well, this is where the tornado went through." Mm-hmm. And it's been, what, almost 2 years since that tornado? And it's still, can still see the path of destruction where it wiped the earth clean.
Yeah, and I'll never forget the picture that I saw of the big water reservoir where the top was ripped off.
Yes.
And they were on a boil advisory for some time, weren't they?
They were.
How long was that? Do you remember?
I don't remember how long it was. I don't think I was actually in the state when that happened. I just am seeing the aftermath all this time later. And that's not uncommon. I mean, I drive down 75 when I'm going down to Florida, and I run across another path where there's a big swath of nothing. And, you know, if that tornado, I think, oh my goodness, that must have been 4 years ago when that one went through. And you can still see the path of devastation. So, I mean, these are huge events that take out swaths of land. I when I lived in Rome a decade ago, I remember the hailstorms and the frequent tornadoes. There was a tornado in Taylorsville that I remember very vividly. Mm-hmm. My wife and I were having pizza there, and the sky turned orange, and we're like, you know, this is kind of funky. And we left, and later that night, sure enough, a tornado hit the area.
So were you there when it hit?
No, we left, I guess, a couple hours before the storms really got there. But there was just, when I have been in an area that has those kind of severe thunderstorms coming in, there's a certain color that the air takes on that's different. And you kind of think to yourself, my goodness, this is not good. I mean, sometimes there's no warning at all, but sometimes you just get that sixth sense feeling that the air just has a certain quality to it. And that's what we were thinking when we saw the air do that kind of weird yellow color. I remember growing up in the Midwest that we would see that often when a big thunderstorm would come in. The air would take on just this unearthly tenor, and you knew that something was coming. And it's really terrifying, the awesome power that these storms have.
Yeah, I have not personally been through any massive storms. I'm sure that our listeners, I'm sure there's quite a few listeners that actually have stories that, you know, of going through those. And it'd be interesting to kind of hear their stories. One of the thing that I do want our listeners to know that you can actually communicate to, with us a couple different ways. We are on Facebook. Do we have a Twitter?
We do have a Twitter. Yeah, Ready Twitter. Radio Net on
Ready
Twitter.
Ready Radio, yes. And you, yeah, our website is readyradio.net, and our sponsors are True Prep, so you can actually get to us through the True Prep site, and it's TRUPREP. Some the E is not there.
Or you could send us an email just at info@readyradio.net. And if you have some stories that you'd like to share about severe weather or what you've been doing to prepare, that's a great way to get a contact with us. One of the things that is really exciting to me, and coming up in our next segment, we're going to have a special guest, is all of the communities that are coming together to try to promote being ready and being prepared. And one of the communities that's taking the most forefront lead in this, Amy, is the city of Smyrna. Did you know that the city of Smyrna has its own emergency management agency?
I didn't know that until recently.
Yeah, they not only do they have their own, they're one of only, I believe, two communities in the country that have their own independent emergency management agency. And they are really taking the lead in this charge to try to get their citizens more prepared. And since we're here in Atlanta, you know, based out of Atlanta, we have the opportunity to talk to them. And I met Deputy Fire Chief Roy Akery, who's also their Director of Emergency Management. And he's going to be joining us in the next segment to talk about some of their upcoming events and activities, one of which is focused around tornadoes and general preparedness.
Okay, well, I think we've got some great questions for him when he does get here.
And Smyrna is going to be having a prepare-a-thon, which is a partnership not only with their emergency management agency, but also with FEMA and the Red Cross. And the idea here is that they're going to have an event coming up where the community's coming together to talk about being prepared and what they can do to be prepared and to talk about severe storms. And I know that Deputy Chief Akery has a lot of information for us on how to be better prepared for tornadoes as well as the upcoming fair.
Yeah, this is great. And we're really starting to see this more often. Just the whole emergency preparedness, a lot of people really are having their eyes opened and it really is becoming a lot more mainstream and people really are jumping on board. And I love that there are these festivals. And I mean, for goodness sakes, I mean, I don't know how many like spring festivals I've been to, but when you take, emergency preparedness and kind of wrap it up in some fun for the kids and a lot of entertainment, it's really taken off.
Well, we've seen things before. I mean, when we were our inaugural show, we were talking about the Canton Zombie Fest and how they had CERT there and other agencies to kind of promote not just the fun aspect of Halloween and zombies, but also being ready for a disaster. And I think that this is really a good topic that our listeners around the country need to be thinking about in their own communities. How can they get people to realize that there's more to be done? And a great way to do this is to have a community activity like a fair or an event where people come together to talk about it. And you can have, you know, it doesn't have to all be doom and gloom. You can have, you know, concessions, you can have food, you can have fun, you can have rides and events and all the sort of things that go with it. But it can be around a central theme of, hey, we need to be working together, pulling together as a community to bring these issues into focus.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, one of the things, too, I was thinking as far as, you know, we're talking about having a little fun spin on it. And to get kids involved, I really love the idea because, you know, so there are certain things that happen and we're looking at an emergency type of a situation, that are pretty scary for kids. But I mean, if you bring them up bringing it out in a light, I guess, that's more kid friendly, and sort of wrap it up with a little bit of fun. You know, they're ready for something, they're prepared for something, but also they're involved.
Exactly. And by having the kids start to visualize what can happen and how to deal with it. I mean, the terrifying thing is not the event usually, it's the aftermath when there's the disruption of normalcy and people don't know what to do and where are we going to go and where's the help going to come from? If you have a plan, then that brings you a method of action. It gives you a reason to do things, and it gives you a focus, and that helps take away some of the fear. Of course, you know, any traumatic event is scary in and of itself, but you can relieve a lot of the anxiety of it if you have created a plan and are ready to go forward.
Yeah, I like that. And, I mean, let me tell you, a deck of cards will go a long ways, won't it?
Yeah.
Not a Monopoly game.
Always having something to occupy yourself. Sure, you know, the idea behind having an emergency plan gives you the ability to have a reason to have action. And it's not just that when something terrible happens, you throw up your hands and they go, okay, now what? You know that you know a tornado goes through. You make sure that everyone is medically sound. You make sure that you have supplies that you can last until help arrives. Then you can start with cleanup. And once you get into that mode, then there's a lot of work to do and everyone pulls together. And that's the way that communities really bond. I mean, we've gotten to a point now where we may live near other people, but we're no longer really a community.
That's a good point.
And an event like the Smyrna Preparathon or other events, things that our listeners can help start to organize and pull together, will create a sense of community going into a disaster. And like we've said so many times, Amy, it's not a question of if. It's really a question of when.
Yeah, I truly believe that. You know, that's why you and I, you know, have a passion for, you know, emergency preparedness, is we do believe, and we're not, you know, naive enough to think that nothing will ever happen to us.
So. Well, we've both been through experiences that have led us to prepare, and that's something that I think everybody who lives this lifestyle of being ready, you know, they've had that eye-opening moment. And maybe, you know, it was something catastrophic, or maybe it was something small, but it was that moment when you realize that you have to be responsible for your own well-being, and that in the end you have to be able to count on yourself, your family, and your community. So I think we're coming up on a commercial break. So folks, stay tuned, because we will have our special guest when we return, and we will be right back. You're listening to Ready Radio on News Talk 1160, the talk of the town.
And now, back to Ready Radio with Doug and Amy.
We're back. You're listening to Ready Radio, and we are in studio today with our special guest, Roy Acree. Folks, Roy Acree has been the deputy fire chief in the city of Smyrna for 6 years. He's also their director of emergency management, and he has 24 years of service with the city of Smyrna. He's a master certified emergency manager, which, my understanding, is the highest level of certification that you can achieve in emergency management. He is truly an expert on emergency management, and is a fantastic person to be here today to help teach us a little bit about how to be ready and to talk about Smyrna's new Preparathon, which is coming up in very soon. I think it's the 22nd is the day of the family events, and is preceded by a day of tornado warnings and drills that are going to be very exciting. So let's all welcome Deputy Chief Acree to the show, and thank you for coming, sir.
Yay, welcome.
Well, thank you both, and thank you, Doug and Amy. I really appreciate the invitation, and love to have this opportunity to come and speak with you guys and with your listening audience. And thank you for your advocacy for overall preparedness and emergency management.
How did you get into being an emergency manager, Roy?
Well, you know, you mentioned in the introduction that I started out in the fire service 24 years ago in the city of Smyrna, and Smyrna is unique as a municipality within the state in that there are only two cities in the state that have emergency management responsibilities with a direct connection to the state. Typically, with our state EMA agency, GEMA, they report directly to every county, all 159 counties, and within the city of Smyrna, and also the city of Forest Park, there is an additional layer of emergency management responsibilities. So I ended up, as my career progressed, with that opportunity working for the city of Smyrna to be able to pursue that type of career path.
I think that it's really interesting the way things are structured here in Georgia. I don't know if you realize this, but I came from Alaska. And in Alaska, they don't have counties. And although they have cities, the cities are structured very differently than the way they are here. Everything is run top down from the governor down through the agencies. And so, for example, the district attorney's office is run by the attorney general, and he hires district attorneys for the different districts who hire their employees. So it's a very centralized system. But here in Georgia, with 159 counties, things are very broken up, and it gives the possibility for things to be, you know, not as smoothly coordinated between all the different agencies. Do you feel that having a independent emergency management agency in the city of Smyrna allows for a greater responsiveness for the needs of the citizens there?
I think primarily at its foundation, that precisely is the advantage that we do have with the direct connection The increased level of responsiveness. You know, we mentioned that, of course, the city of Smyrna is within Cobb County. The Cobb County has a fantastic emergency management agency that, we are essentially connected at the hip with on a daily basis, and we work very, very well together as partners within our county. But we do, we are afforded that benefit with the increased level of responsiveness. If and when events do happen, the state local EMA connection and communication, we have that directly.
Also, you know, with the upcoming Preparathon, I think that that shows really, it really does highlight the ability of your agency to be responsive to the needs of your constituents, because I don't hear about the, we were talking a little bit before you came in about Canton having a zombie fest, and there are some things that are being done out there, but I had not heard of anything like a Preparathon in any other city besides Smyrna.
Well, and that's probably because Preparathon, as a national initiative, is brand new. It's just been made public by FEMA, within the last 6 months, and it really is the next step, if you will, to the Ready campaign. We've all been aware of the Ready campaign. I believe it's been around since 2007, and it's a fantastic information campaign. There are literally hundreds of what to do ifs within Ready. What to do if I have pets in a disaster, or if I have a disability of some sort. And it's a fantastic information campaign. But Preparathon is the next step from Ready. It's an information to action campaign. Within Preparathon, it takes that next step, and its primary intent is to encourage communities to take information that we've known about with Ready and to put it into action. You know, information is fantastic to have, but to practice a plan is even better.
That's will this be the first annual Preparathon for Smyrna, or have you had this?
It is. Preparathon is intended to be an information to action campaign, like we just talked about. It will be a perpetual initiative within the city of Smyrna, and I'm sure eventually throughout many counties and cities within the nation, hopefully eventually. But it's not just an annual event. The intent is for us to reach out to our two primary audiences, which are our business community and our individual citizens and families, and do that throughout the year and let those that information and outreach culminate twice a year, actually, once in the spring and once in the fall. And it's really the perfect platform. With the two times a year, we can take a two-day event, like we'll talk about in a minute, and we can really focus on specific examples of ways that we can encourage both of our business and our citizens to actually put some type of plan or some type of information into action or into practice. So with the twice a year, in the spring is a perfect time to focus on the upcoming possibility or probability of severe weather with tornadoes like we have in the southeast. And then in the fall, we could focus on upcoming possible winter weather.
I think that it's really interesting that you're taking the broader view between not only the individual but also the business community. Let's talk about the individual events first. I know that those are coming up on Saturday the 22nd.
That's correct.
And it's going to be from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m.?
2 p.m.
Okay. And where is this going to be located?
This spring, that will be located at the brand new Smyrna Elementary School. It's a great facility. It's a Cobb County school within the city of Smyrna. It's a larger elementary school. They kind of combined some older schools into this one when they built it. It's located, can we give the address?
Yes.
It's located at 1099 Fleming Street in the city of Smyrna. And that, as you mentioned, will be more of a family-focused, and we're kind of calling that the Family Preparedness Expo. And as you mentioned, 10 to 2 p.m., it'll have a lot of things for the kids to do. There'll be bouncy houses and food trucks. And I was told today there's going to be an ice cream truck there that makes me pretty
Wahoo,
happy.
Wahoo, I'm
yeah,
going to be there.
Exactly. And there'll be music and fun types of things. But, you know, we're also going to have classes and seminars.
And on what topics?
Well, a variety of topics and things that we have definitely hashed out right now. You know, there'll be the obvious things that come to mind, like first aid and CPR types of seminars and classes that rotate about every 15 minutes or so. But really, we're branching out and we're trying to really offer the general public things that maybe they haven't even thought about. Here's a perfect example is we've partnered with Cobb Douglas Public Health, and they're going to come in and do a quick seminar on food safety. And your first thought might be, well, food safety and disaster preparedness, how does that really correlate? Well, we all just experienced a couple of weeks ago the possibility many of us were out of power for several hours. So, you know, that begs the question, if my refrigerator does not have power, how long is the food mm-hmm. good for? Mm-hmm. How long can I safely think that my food in my refrigerator or my freezer, you know, will be, you know, still safe to eat? So those things that don't initially come to the forefront of the mind when you think about disaster preparedness, but they're, you know, with retrospect after an explanation, then it has an obvious correlation.
That's something that, you know, we've been talking about since the beginning, Amy, is, you know, the knowledge. And I'm really impressed that they're trying so hard to get the knowledge out to people mm-hmm. because, you know, we talk about all the preps you can have, the gadgets you can buy, the things that you can collect. But really, knowledge is the one prep that you can never leave behind. No one can take away from you and it weighs nothing.
That's right. And Doug, whenever the power's out and you keep opening your refrigerator and your freezer like 2 and 3 times to check on it, to check on your food, to make sure it's okay. you know, I know you've been pretty bad about that. I have a feeling that Roy's going to have some good information for you.
I'm sure that there's a lot to be learned there. So you're going to have classes, you're going to have activities for the kids. What other events are going to be at the Preparathon?
Well, we're going to have demonstrations. We'll have the K-9 officer, the City of Smyrna K-9 officer there for a demonstration. Of course, the police department with their SWAT team, their tactical team, and I believe that they're going to give seminars on home safety, you know, deadbolts and structure hardening type stuff. And we're going to have the fire department there for first aid and CPR, but the fun aspect of that is we also have ladder trucks. We intend to allow kids to take rides up and down in the bucket of the ladder truck to add more of the fun stuff. But you know, it's really gonna broaden even beyond that. We're gonna have the Boy Scouts there, and the Boy Scouts are gonna be doing more of a peer-to-peer educational campaign. So you know, we talk about ways to get kids involved and to open their minds and get them to think about preparedness in general, and who better to do that with their peers is the Boy Scouts.
That's very exciting. I remember as a child that I used to go to the Boy Scout expos, and that was always one of the highlights of the year to go see them do their crafts and their arts and all the things that they would pull together and demonstrating, you know, some of their knowledge on fire building. It was a very exciting thing for me to do, and I think that that's something that I missed taking my small children to, was a Boy Scout expo, and this looks like a great opportunity to bring together not only that sort of fun, but also a fair environment and talk about disaster preparedness like we've been working so hard to do here at Ready Radio. Folks, we're coming up on another commercial break, so you're listening to News Talk 1160, the talk of the town, and if you stick around, we'll have more information from Deputy Fire Chief Acree when we come back.
And now, back to Ready Radio with Doug and Amy.
Welcome back. You're listening to Doug and Amy on Ready Radio. And we have our special guest today, Roy Acree. And he's been giving us some great information. Now, something also we have, we've been talking about the Family Expo that's coming up on Saturday, March the 22nd from 10 until 2 p.m. at the Smyrna Elementary School. And we will make sure that we do post the address and everything on our website, readyradio.net, so that you can go and get all the information there. Now it was just brought to my attention that there's also something coming up on Friday, the day before. Roy, why don't you tell us, because this is doing a little spin. We were talking about the family. Now we're kind of spinning it over to the business community.
Exactly. Well, you know, we mentioned earlier that when we think about our audience that we want to do an outreach to expose them to this idea of information to action, that we had two primary customers, if you will. We have our business community in the city of Smyrna, and we also have our family And we've talked about the two different events, the Saturday the 22nd, which is the Family Expo. But this event that you just asked about is actually the day before. It's Friday the 21st. And of course, we would encourage anybody who wanted to participate in this citywide tornado drill to participate. But primarily, it's focused towards our business community. And I think the statistic is something like 75% of businesses have never really thought about a shelter-in-place plan, and we don't really call it a tornado plan, you know, because we take an all-hazard approach when it comes to preparedness. But a shelter-in-place plan is precisely what we're asking our business community to think about if they never have. And then one step beyond that, we're asking them to commit to actually exercise a shelter-in-place plan with a tornado drill on Friday the 21st. We will sound our severe weather outdoor warning sirens at noon.
I was wondering about that.
it took a lot of deliberation and thought, because everybody knows that most throughout the state we test our severe weather outdoor warning sirens the first Wednesday at noon of every month. So this will be different, and it will be unexpected, and it will, I'm sure, cause people to wonder what's going on.
Ruffle some feathers, maybe.
Yeah, maybe, there. Maybe not. Hopefully,
get some attention.
We tried to do a little outreach.
I think that's a good thing, though. Mm-hmm, I mean, people become complacent, and yes, having that go off, people are going to say, "What happened?" Mm-hmm. And get them thinking in a way that they may not do normally.
That's precisely right, and that was that very point is exactly what eventually led us to say, "Yes, we will sound our sirens off on this Friday, even though it's not the first Wednesday."
Now, the one of the things with the whole Ice-mageddon, what did we call that?
Snowmageddon.
Yeah, there was, yeah,
really
the whole ice thing.
Really should have been Carmageddon.
Carmageddon. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, I think that does sound better. I know there were all kind of stories where people were sheltering in, like I've heard Home Depot and a lot of the gas stations. And
True Prep.
True Prep. That's right. Doug spent the night at True Prep with his kids and his family. And so are these...
At fire stations.
At fire stations, yeah. I mean, I've even heard that, you know, a lot of people were being sent to fire stations. And you know, if that was supposed to be what needed to happen, or are you... Is the thing that's going on Friday, talking to the business communities, will this be similar to maybe some advice that would be given to these companies?
Well, I can see where... it could lead to something like that. Our primary focus in our outreach to our business community is A, to make them aware of thinking about having a shelter-in-place plan, and to make them aware of the citywide tornado drill on the 21st at noon, and really kind of to drive for more information, because, you know, all three of us could sit around and talk for hours about all the different topics within the world of preparedness.
Indeed.
And so with that in mind, and also trying to be respectful in our outreach to our business community, be respectful of their time, we've tried to really centralize and focus what our message is. And that, you know, for this initial outreach for the spring event has been tornado preparedness and shelter-in-place plans.
So how are you reaching out to the individual businesses?
Well, that's an interesting question, and we've got some wonderful opportunities. You know, the city of Smyrna is the first municipality in the nation to fully embrace America's Preparathon and to make it their own. Ours is Ready Smyrna's Preparathon, and because we are the first community to learn about this and to do it, we've had some resources that were made available to us. And one that's been a fantastic resource that I didn't even know existed, believe it or not, is the use of about a dozen FEMA Corps kids. I call them kids. They're college-age people, you know, late teens, early to mid-20s. And just like the Peace Corps or AmeriCorps, there's FEMA Corps. Hmm. And they sign up for a year, and they are dispersed to different FEMA regions, and they learn anything and everything about emergency management at the federal level. So we were made aware of the FEMA Corps team and that they could be available to us. And we thought, what a perfect way to utilize this resource than to have this group of a dozen FEMA Corps people going out with their FEMA shirts and their FEMA credentials and doing a door-to-door campaign throughout the city of Smyrna to our business community. We've been able to give them flyers and literature to hand out. We've coached them on the message that we just talked about, to be respectful of the business owner's time, but to really spread the word. And it's worked out to be a fantastic resource for us.
So what is something, you know, I guess I kind of have this vision of these, you know, this business community, and we're trying to teach them about, as far as just being prepared if something like that were to happen. Are we suggesting that they stock up on MREs? Are we suggesting that they have cots? Or, you know, what are some of the suggestions that are...
Well, you know, in the face-to-face outreach, we're handing them literature that talks about Ready Smyrna's Preparathon, that has information about the Friday tornado drill and the Saturday family expo, but also to drive them towards our website. And our website is just like ready.gov, the state website. It is a clearinghouse, and I kind of have to back up for a minute. The website is readysmyrna.com, and on readysmyrna.com, on the homepage, you can find out specific Smyrna information about Ready Smyrna's Preparathon. But just like the state's website, also embedded within tabs of the website is all of the information that's in the Ready campaign, all of the preparedness, all the disaster information, what to do if, and you fill in the blank. So we're really, when we do the outreach, and I mentioned we were trying to be respectful of their time, we made them aware of the Ready Smyrna's campaign, the Ready Smyrna Preparathon, and we're trying to make them aware of the website, because that initial outreach to that business owner or person that is interested in learning more about preparedness, there simply isn't enough time to stand there and talk to them, to educate them from A to Z. So make them aware of resources that are available to them so they can tailor that specific, you know, question or desire. And also within our website right now is a link to the Red Cross has a thing for businesses that they've created called Ready Rating. It's where a business can go in and spend about 15 or 20 minutes doing a survey, and it's all geared towards letting that business owner really accurately assess how prepared they are or maybe are not. And then it goes up beyond that and gives them feedback. So based off of the information that they provide, it kind of does a gap analysis for them and gives that business owner feedback as to things that they might want to consider to help better prepare themselves in their business.
I think that this is very exciting because, I mean, if you think about it, look at all the energy that's being put into getting a message out about general preparedness. Not only are there signs going up all over Smyrna and southern Cobb County right now talking about the Preparathon, but you've got the Preparathon itself. You've got the readysmyrna.com website that you can go to as a clearinghouse of information. There's an iPhone app that's coming out. There's the Red Cross app that you can go to. You've got the FEMA campers going around giving information to everybody about the upcoming events and what can be done and getting them on board. This is really a community-wide outreach of getting a message across that it is time to prepare.
It is community-wide. And, you know, one of the things, Roy, let me ask you, it's fantastic Smyrna's doing this. What about our listeners who don't live in Smyrna? Is it something that if they're, you know, in another city, would they benefit maybe if they're, you know, within, you know, decent driving
distance? Oh, absolutely. And I'm glad that you mentioned this. You know, we've called this Ready Smyrna's Preparathon, and for this planning purposes of the city of Smyrna, it is that, but it doesn't stop just in the geographic boundaries of the city of Smyrna, obviously. FEMA, and I would dare to say all of the emergency management world, or at least here in the state of Georgia, would hope that this type of information could be available to all communities throughout the nation. I know that that's FEMA's intent eventually with Preparathon, and I think that they're going to be successful. It's a wonderful campaign. It's an easy sell, if I can say that. And and based off of their success with Ready and this being the next step, I know that this will be a widely accepted thing. But to kind of go back to your question, anybody within earshot of this message, please come out. Come out and visit us on the 22nd of March, on that Saturday from 10 to 2 p.m. at 1099 Fleming Street. And you don't have to prove you're a resident of the city of Smyrna by any means. We want everybody to know about this.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, how much time and effort has gone into getting this off the ground? And the reason I'm asking, I'm thinking ahead that we are going to have a lot of listeners, and this may be something that we need to come back to after the break, but we have a lot of listeners who are across the state of Georgia through our website. And since we're on iTunes, we have a lot of people listening. We've had contacts from Wisconsin, from Utah, from Colorado, from Florida. And all of these people are interested and excited about getting ready for what's coming next. I want to discuss a little bit about what it takes to get one of these events off the ground so that our listeners can go to their emergency management leaders and their people to talk about getting their communities involved in a similar way. Folks, we'll be right back with our special guest. You're listening to Ready Radio on News Talk 1160, the Talk of the Town.
And now, back to Ready Radio with Doug and Amy.
Welcome back, folks. We're talking with our special guest today, Deputy Fire Chief Roy Akery, who's talking to us about the Smyrna Preparathon, ReadySmyrna.com, and all of their events that are coming up in the next week or so. Deputy Chief, tell me, so how hard is it to get an event like this off the ground?
It's not that difficult, for a short answer. And I can tell you with a little bit greater detail how we did it. Part of my responsibility, as you've mentioned, I'm the Director of Emergency Management in the City of Smyrna. So in general, I'm responsible to better prepare not only our responding agencies, but find ways to better prepare our community. So with that being a mission that's not specific just to Roy Akery in the City of Smyrna, but to any and all emergency management directors throughout the country, really, it was exciting to hear about America's Preparathon because it helps to fill a gap. And that gap is, how do we find better ways to reach out to our community? What are ways that we can do to increase preparedness? In having spent 24 years in public service with emergency response, I'm used to planning for something with information and then practicing. But I don't think that most people are used to that. We mentioned earlier that most of our businesses throughout our nation don't really have a plan that they've practiced, and that's kind of the intent behind why we're trying to reach out with this tornado drill. But
in some ways, you're victims of your own success. I mean, if you look at the response times of emergency teams in Cobb County in Georgia, in the lower 48 in general, I mean, most people in most metropolitan areas can expect a response in under 10 minutes of fire, EMS, or police. And when you look at those kind of response times, people get complacent on depending on that sort of thing. But that's not always the case. Where I came from up in Alaska, I mean, shoot, I remember times when there would be a snowstorm in, and if there was even a serious police required response, like a shooting, it might be 5 days before the troopers could get out on an airplane to the village.
That's a great point, because especially to our audience that lives in and around the Metro Atlanta area, you're absolutely correct. Specifically in the City of Smyrna, we have an average response time at the fire department of 3.5 minutes. We're very fortunate in our density and the size of our city and our, the number of fire stations that we have. So we have a fantastic response time, and you're right, our citizens and our businesses get used to that and expect it, as well they should. But all that changes when we have some type of disaster, and really that's what we're talking about, is disaster preparedness. So in the event that emergency services are overwhelmed, and that could very easily happen with more than likely it would be a natural type disaster, but we certainly plan for man-made disasters as well. But the point is that any large-scale disaster is going to overwhelm all public safety agencies, no matter how practiced, no matter how big, and no matter how quick their normal response time is. So that's really the gist of why we in emergency management, and you guys with a heart for preparedness, want to try to get this message out, is because the message is, let's be thankful for what we have, but let's don't be fooled that will always be there under every circumstance. Because I can promise you, being a veteran of many federally declared disasters, we spent about 3 weeks down in Mississippi post-Katrina, and it simply isn't the case. Just like you mentioned, it could be hours, it could be days, and that's why people need to be prepared.
It's so encouraging to me, and I know it is to Amy as well, to hear somebody in your position talk like that, because we every week we sit here and say, folks, you got to be ready, you got to be ready, because when it hits, you're going to have to be responsible for yourself for a while. And you get this kind of reputation in the community, like, oh yeah, they're on the radio, they're trying to pitch their thing, they've got to make you feel like there's something coming because that's why they have their show. But it's real, and people who are in the know, here we have a master certified emergency manager telling us that, you know, when it happens, and it will happen eventually, when it happens, there's not going to be a 3-minute response time. And after Katrina and after these major natural disasters, after 9/11, the emergency management agencies are overwhelmed as they try to deal with the mass chaos and the confusion and then the thousands of people who are affected. All we're asking is that our listeners realize that this is something that they can prepare for, that they can be ready for, and they don't have to be thrown into confusion when something does happen.
Yeah, you know, honestly, it's simple math, and it comes down to a numbers game. I mean, there are only so many people who are able, you know, that are in positions that can be helpful. And when you have a large amount of people who are in need, it's just not going to happen. It will happen eventually. It's just like, you know, in a hospital, there are only so many rooms in a hospital. I mean, if you have, you know, a catastrophe, it's simple math.
And, you know, we were talking earlier about the ice storms and how people here were without power for a couple of hours. My house was without power for 3 days while they fixed, you know, I was low on the totem pole because the tree fell on my property and took out the line going between, you know, the junction box and the street.
Right.
And so, you know, they could fix 20 houses by fixing this break, and they can fix 10 houses by fixing that break, and they can fix one house by fixing mine. So mine was the last one done on Friday night, and we were without, you know, electricity from the grid. Thank goodness we have a generator and we're prepared, but we were without grid power for 3 whole days.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's an absolutely true and valid point. We're very fortunate in the Metro Atlanta area to have an enormous amount of resources within our public response agencies. But even that, you know, in the face of a disaster, can and will be overwhelmed quickly.
Well, we have thousands and thousands of emergency responders and millions of people who need them. And,
that's right.
And when it comes down to that situation, when there are millions who are in need, it's just going to be a waiting game until everybody can be serviced. Now, the trick is that you don't have to be one of those millions in need. You can be ready. You can be prepared.
That's right.
And when it happens, you don't have to be on that waiting list. You can go get some freeze-dried food. You can get your Mylar blankets out. You can get your generator turned on. You can take care of your family, take care of yourself, and wait for normalcy to return. And that's what we've been asking for all these weeks we've been on air, Amy, is to just for people to realize they don't have to be at the bottom of the list. They can prepare themselves and take care of themselves in a way that they don't have to be on the list at all.
And knowledge really is power.
You know, and the exciting thing about what you're saying, to reach that increased level of preparedness, you know, you don't have to have significant special classes or certifications. You don't have to have a lot of money. You just need a little bit of information. And of course, my perception is you also need to practice that preparedness type information. But you can be better prepared. And I appreciate that, Doug, you know, the comment you just made. You and your family or your business, the people that you love, you can easily be better prepared with just a little bit of information and a little bit of practice. And that's what we hope to increase through Ready Smyrna's Preparathon.
Well, I think that this has been really fantastically informative, Deputy Chief. We really appreciate you being here and giving us, you know, the opportunity to talk to you about upcoming events. This Smyrna Preparathon, I think, is going to be a fantastic opportunity for all of our listeners here in the Metro Atlanta area to come, to see, to experience. And then I'm sure that on the ReadySmyrna.com website that we'll have pictures up and lots of information following the event so that people who are outside the area can get a feel for what it was like and go to their community planners, go to their emergency management teams and start to make demands and say, hey guys, this isn't just for sitting around and talking about when a disaster comes. Let's get into our community. Let's start talking about this now. Let's do something now and bring a preparathon to Macon, bring a preparathon to Chattanooga, bring a preparathon to Salt Lake City, and let's get this done.
That's exactly right. And to actually use that phrase, preparathon, it is, as we mentioned, a federal program through FEMA. It's called America's Preparathon, and it really would be that simple, would be to reach out to their emergency management agency to let those people know that they've heard about America's Preparathon and ask the question, what can we do to bring Preparathon here to our community?
Yeah, and what a great example that Smyrna is being. And I really love the fact that, you know, it really is open to everyone. And,
it is.
And yeah. Let me tell you, people, if you're in Smyrna, don't miss it. If you can drive to Smyrna, don't miss it. Again, it's Saturday, March the 22nd at 10 a.m. And it's at the Smyrna Elementary School, if you're just tuning in to the last part of our show today. But we will have all of this information on our website, readyradio.net. Where else are we going to have the info, Doug?
We'll have it on our Facebook page. Yep. We'll do a couple of tweets about it. And I think that, you know, this is such an important event that I'm going to be out there when this is going on, and I'll be doing some live tweeting from the event to let all of our followers know what's going on.
That's great.
Folks, you know, you've been here for this last hour. It's been a fun day. We've learned a lot of information. We hope that you're enjoying Ready Radio here on AM 1160. We'd like to give a quick nod to our sponsors, True Prep. I know that we normally mention them a couple of times throughout the show. This show has been so packed with information that we just would like to appreciate, you know, you guys checking out trueprep.com, T-R-U-P-R-E-P.com, and as the information place for all your preparedness needs. They are the emergency preparedness company. So we'd like to thank them. We are coming up at the end of the show, so we will see you guys next week. I believe next week, Amy, we're going to be talking about how to party like it's 1899.
Sure, I like it. Sounds good to me.
So a little bit more homesteading next week. Folks, have a great week. Stay ready. And you're listening to Ready Radio on AM 1160, the Talk of the Town.
You've been listening to Ready Radio with Doug and Amy. It's emergency preparedness for everyone. Brought to you by True Prep. For all your prepping needs, visit True Prep online at truprep.com or visit a True Prep store in Roswell or Marietta. Tune in each week as Doug and Amy get you ready for anything that comes your way. Ready Radio, Saturday evenings at 5, only on News Talk 1160, the talk of the town.